When it's time to cut through the noise, it's time for Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it. The Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll keep our eye on the massacres in New Zealand. But we've got other things to do today as well. No fooling. It's Doolin. It's Friday. Steve Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber. How are you doing?
You know, I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you so much for asking. We're taking votes today on the dumbest thing I've heard this week. All right? And no, not things you've said, Doolin. Just, you know, other people, right? Just, the dumbest thing I've heard this week. And I want you to hear a couple of people that have a bid for this. And Alex, I want you to go to bite number two here. Doolin, this is Rocket Bob, the Doomsday Prophet. We call him Beto O'Rourke. And I just want you to hear this. It's part of his, he said in releasing a video that he was going to have a positive campaign, an uplifting campaign, a campaign to bring us all together. And here's part of that message. Bite two. Go.
Some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold or being unmanageable. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
Lead to extinction? That's part of the positive and uplifting message. If we don't do something now and elect me president, we're all going to die. Doolin, help me here.
That's up there. What, do we? Is this multiple choice? How are we doing this?
Well, it is multiple choice. That's one of them. I'll give you one more here real quick. We'll do part of Bite 5, just part of it, Alex. Bite 5, go.
So let's focus on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Should Wells Fargo be held responsible for the damages incurred by climate change due to the financing of fossil fuels and these projects?
I don't know how you'd calculate that, Congresswoman.
Say from spills or when we have to reinvest in infrastructure building seawalls from the erosion of...
All right, enough of that. You know what she talks about. It's always the same. It's the same thing. And bite number six, we want to just, with the first few seconds of this one, here's our third nominee for the dumbest thing I heard this week. Go.
I myself, personally, I'm not speaking for my caucus. I myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16.
All right, voting age to 16. Nancy says we should lower the voting age. It says she's always been for it because she wants to capture kids in high school. I'm sure she does. Right, run them right off to the re-education camps and get them started properly in far-left thought. Your thoughts, Doolin?
Oh, well, at 16, most of them are already in what you'd call a re-education camp. They're in a public school somewhere being indoctrinated heavily.
Yes.
Nancy's is Orwellian, literally, and because she's speaking newspeak, we have always been at war with Oceania. It's always been this way.
And it always will be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when it changes, when she changes her position, that will be what she's always been for next time around. Occasional cortex there is a close one. I'm going to say it's between Robert Francis and Occasional Cortex.
All right.
That's my vote. I'm on the fence between those two.
You know, okay, so here's how could you not be in a full-on panic 24 hours a day if you're a Democrat? I mean, my God, the world's going to end unless we do something right now. And in the meantime, you know, these pipes are leaking and children are dying and the sky is falling. My God, what do we do? Help me, Doolin. I mean, it's panic full-on all the time. So my question, panic or picnic? Hell, it's Friday. Let's have a beer, a cigar. We'll have a sandwich. What do you think?
We need to pause and enjoy life. And, later today or tomorrow, I hope to forget that all three of these people exist for at least a brief moment.
Attaboy. Crack a cold one, you know, and focus on the beautiful children you have. I mean, seriously, people, I mean, they're immersed in this all the time. They're like, oh, my God, we're going to die. And it's just those rotten conservatives. And Donald Trump, he's a bad man.
Well, and it doesn't just lead to the sort of sadness and crying, but it leads to literal violence, as we've seen in the past few years every summer in the streets.
It sure does. You know, when you attack anybody who doesn't agree with you and you want to destroy the First Amendment because you might be offended and you want to make sure that the First Amendment goes away so the Second Amendment is soon to follow, not to mention the Fourth and the Sixth, because you want to make sure that, well, you know, people don't really need those kind of rights anyway. I mean, if they're going to offend me, how dare they say anything?
Well, and it's more than being offended. It's the survival of the planet.
Well, yeah. It's the survival of the, well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. Let's see what we got right here. What the heck, Alex? Cue up bite number three. Bite number three, not to be, you know, too histrionic or not, but play bite number three. Go.
Some communities have borne the brunt of pollution more than others right now. The asthma deaths that we have in the United States of America concentrated in some neighborhoods, some people more than others. It wants to make sure that we do our part in making this more equitable, in helping those communities that have already been hurt so badly, that we ensure that there are jobs available for those who are looking for work, for purpose, for function in their lives, who do not have it right now and are succumbing to the diseases of despair. And in so doing, make sure that the world's greatest superpower, its greatest democracy, its greatest economy, brings everything that we have to this unique challenge. Literally, not to be melodramatic, but literally the future of the world depends on us right now here where we are.
Not to be melodramatic, literally. Literally, it all depends on. So we've got asthma deaths, we've got extinction, diseases of despair, and then somehow he throws jobs in there. It's just word salad gobbledygook. But he was born to do this. Just asking. He was born to do this. It's frightening. It's frightening.
Well, he really is Obama-esque, isn't he?
Well, not really. I mean, at least Obama could give a coherent speech. I mean, that really was incoherent. I mean, he's bouncing all asthma deaths, by the way. For anybody who wants to do a little bit of quick reading. Yeah, asthma's prevalence is increasing in America, yet our air is cleaner than it's been ever in my lifetime many times over. So the asthma is coming from some unknown and different environmental issue, potentially. And I just put that out there because, well, it's true. Anyhow, Doolin, I greatly appreciate it. And your vote is a toss-up, all right, between Beto and his positive message of doomsday and AOC and her positively ignorant comments. I got it.
I guess I'm gonna go with AOC if you put me to the test, because old Robert Francis there is just recycling the same